Hey, everybody. This is Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss Friday Flicks, and it's a hodgepodge of different movies and ideas and thoughts, and it was just a rampage of greatness. So check it out and like and subscribe.
Yeah!
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to a Friday Flicks. What's going on? I got Mikey in the house with me. What's up? Hey, everybody. What's happening? Glad to be back.
You sounded
every day. Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be here.
I didn't know that it wasn't supposed to be
for the
here.
End. I'm just waiting for the end.
This is the end. Ding, ding, ding. Well, it is. Wait. It's the end of the week. Hopefully not the end of your life, but it's the end of the week.
Yeah, one can only be so lucky.
Be like, yeah, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Rest forever, peace. So I want to do something a little different this week. I know we talk about new movies, you know, this time, but I want to go back through some classics and talk about some classics. So
sure.
Listeners,
I'll try to do my best to remember the classics. But I'm very bad at it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know you don't remember Gone with the Wind. No, I'm just kidding.
I've never seen that movie.
Nor do you want to. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, you know, it really wasn't that bad. My ex-wife made me watch that stuff.
Really?
She made me, Gone with the Wind, the Sound of Music, all those old school. I had to sit there and listen to her.
I don't think I've seen that one either.
I had to sit there the hills are alive with the sound of music. Anytime I think of that stupid fucking shit, I think of Chevy Chase in European Vacation when he's on the hillside in Germany and he's going around in circles and he's replaying
it. I don't think
I've
ever seen that one.
Oh, you've never seen European Vacation?
I don't think so. Not completely. No.
Oh my God, dude. It is a fucking classic. I mean, honestly, every single one of the vacation movies, like Vacation, European Vacation, God, you don't remember Pig in a Poke? None of that shit?
I didn't really like Chevy Chase.
I didn't like Chevy Chase, but he was great
like
in those movies.
I didn't like those movies. Like, everybody's like that one where the Christmas movie, wherever, what is it called?
Oh, Christmas Vacation?
Is it Christmas Vacation? The one where the sugar's full, Clark? Like,
yes, that's Christmas
I don't
really Vacation.
I find that funny. Like, it's kind of fucking lame, actually, in my opinion. I was like,
oh my God. You know what? I found out now that you are definitely special needs. That's all I'm going to say. There's something wrong with you. How can you not like Christmas Vacation, dude? It's like a classic. I watch it every Christmas. Every Christmas.
I don't know. It just bores me. So does like Home Alone.
Well, Home Alone's a little boring. You know what I mean? But Chevy Chase and that, dude. I mean, it's the whole family. Because the problem is everybody can relate to that family. Like the father-in-law who's an asshole. You know what I mean?
Maybe I can't because I had no family. So
yeah, you had no family. You only had your mom and dad. You know what I mean? But you never really got to see any of your other family. But correct. Like my family, dude, it's like spot on. You have that one cousin that is that way. Trust me, on my dad's side. You know what I mean? And then you have like the asshole father-in-law, you know what I mean? There's always that guy. But yeah, the European Vacation, dude, where they win like this Pig in a Poke TV show and a trip to Europe, it is fucking hysterical. There's even a scene in there where his wife does this like, she does this little video with this old shoulder, you know, the shoulder webcams. Remember in the 80s, the big old fucking TV cameras you had to carry around, VCR cameras? Well, or VHS, where they had to put the VHS tape into the side of it and snap it into place. But but he does this little film, and I guess they end up banging. You know, it's presumed that they had sex on the film. So they get their camera stolen in France, okay? Because the guy's like, yeah, I'll take a picture of you, no problem. And then tells them to take their shoes off, get in the fountain. They all get in the fountain. The guy hauls ass with the camera and leaves them in the fountain sitting there. Well, the whole thing is that all of a sudden she's on the side of buses for like the number one fucking porn flick in Paris. So her face is on the side.
His wife?
Yeah. Because she does this whole dance routine, dude. It's fucking hysterical. And so she shows her tits, but not on, you know, they act. You know, because she takes the towel, but you can't see him. It's from the back. It flashes Clark with the camera, and he's like, oh my God. You know what I mean? So they ended up going at it, I guess. And so they're both famous in Europe for the sex tape. But yeah, it's hilarious. But You know, speaking of, you know, other classics, you know, Forrest Gump, bro, classic movie.
I'm still waiting for part two.
I mean, you think they're going to really put a part two in there with his son and him? I mean, is that still in the works?
I don't know. Because
Tom Hanks is getting old, dude.
Yep.
I mean, they're not going to do it. Yeah, now he'll be like, you know, like a box of chocolates. I know what I got. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, man. You know,
so there's actually a book called Gump and Co. Gump and Co.
Okay.
It's a sequel to the Forrest Gump book. So it actually chronicles his life after the first movie ends.
Yeah. At least he got rid of that bitch, Jenny.
So there is a book. So if you want to read about more about Forrest Gump, I mean, there's actually a book. So it's based off a book. So you can just imagine Tom Hanks playing Forrest Gump.
I'll tell you, the one thing about that whole entire movie that I can never get over is what an asshole Jenny is. I'm sorry. I think Jenny's a bitch. She was a bitch to Forrest. You know, she didn't come. She went out and did her thing and had her party fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then she turns around and wants to come back. And how do we really know that that kid was Forrest's?
Oh, we don't. That's the thing. We don't. Yeah, we don't. I mean,
don't get me wrong. Yeah, they implied it because of the same motions of the head tilt when they're watching TV together and all that kind of crap. But you know, I think she played Forrest like a flute, like most men get played in this today's world.
Yeah, you know, that's a whole other topic.
We'll save that for Man Cave.
I mean, it's tragic because it's kind of like it is a lot like that, you know.
Boy meets girl, girl treats guy like shit. Guy stays infatuated with girl. Girl goes out and bees a hoe, and then comes back, you know, with AIDS. I'm just kidding. Actually, my wife argues with me.
In, like Starship Troopers, like had the same type plot line. Like the guy falls for the girl and then, you know, does a bunch of stupid shit and the girl doesn't really give a shit about him. She dumps him. I mean, The Notebook.
So do you see the thing here? Do you see how this is going?
You know, the Notebook's the same way.
Yeah. What a bitch. I know, man. Right.
Titanic. But
her mom. Wait, well, hold on a second though. Let's go back to the Notebook. Well, hold on. Let's go back to all right. Hold on. I know you're going down this road. Okay. But okay. Notebook. It wasn't a lot fair because her mom hid the letters that he was writing her. So when she found out, it pissed her off. And then she ended up leaving that. She ended up breaking off the marriage because she really loved Noah, right? Remember what was his name? Noah, I think was his name in the movie.
Yeah.
So in that way, I'll defend the ladies on that one in that movie because she didn't know the mom kept it from her. So she thought he was being a dick, not talking to her. So she went on with her life and he was doing his thing, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It ain't like he wasn't banging some side rides too, but you know.
Actually,
whatever.
The sad part, the saddest person in that story is the girl that Noah is banging. That her husband died in the war.
Yeah,
her story is the saddest because she actually wants to have like a relationship, and you know, she's like missing her husband, you know, because he died, and Noah, you know, is broken and can't give her what she wants. And she's the one that gets the short end of the stick.
Yeah, she really does.
Big time.
But okay, so then to Titanic, Rose was a bitch, I mean, as well, because there was plenty of room on that fucking thing, on that headboard to get up on that bitch.
Well, no, it's like.
No, she's a bitch. She drowned Jack. No, I don't care what you say.
It's way worse than that.
He took the ultimate cold plunge.
It's way worse than that.
Okay, elaborate.
After her one night affair, or maybe like a 3-day fling.
Yeah, I was gonna say
she marries some dude, has kids and grandkids with him for like 80 fucking years or whatever it is, and then she's still all up about Jack's dick. Like she's just all up on him, you know, like that's all she can think about. Like she could have literally like made her entire family's fortune because that guy died. You know, in that epilogue. The jackass guy that she took the thing from, he died. So at any point after that, she could have sold it and like helped her husband and her family and everybody else. But no, the bitch
selfish
took it
bitch.
To the fucking grave.
Selfish bitch, you know, took it to the grave.
And you know, like every time her and her husband had sex, she was just thinking of Jack. I mean, it was all bullshit. Like, you know, she finally treated him like a complete fucking piece of trash. And he's just some poor guy, like just trying to make ends meet.
You know, it's funny though,
that would have been a funny movie, you know, Titanic, the aftermath, and it shows Rose just being a complete asshole, Dick. The fucking like Bob or whatever his name would be, you know,
Bob,
you're no fucking Jack.
Rose and Bob.
Yeah. Or like Henry Bob. Or something like Bob or Tanner. Henry. Maybe his name Hank. Was Tanner.
Hank.
Or Hank. Yeah. Cliff. Like, you know.
Clifford.
Name.
No, Clifford. You Clifford. Know what I mean? Just, I know right you now know. There's guys out there going, fuck you, man. My name's yeah. cool. She's like, I mean, no, your like, name sucks, dude. Your name Clifford like, Hank.
They do it in like the monologue style where she's narrating it her own story. And she's like, you know, Clifford was a good man, but he was an adventurous lad, Jack.
Yeah. You know, Jack just hit me right.
It's 2 hours and 30 minutes of just putting this poor man down, like, to shame, you know, like, just dogging him out.
So true, man. So true.
Fucking dumb. It's like bullshit, bro.
Titanic, man. Oh, my God, dude.
The Reckoning.
The Titanic 2, The Reckoning.
I saw a funny thing on, online. It was Titanic 2, but it was on a cruise ship in modern times. So, like,
the Love Boat.
It was like, you know, meet me down at the casino. You know, and like Jack's like beer bellied and fat, and Rose is like overweight. And, you know, like,
that would be more truthful.
And then has the guy, like, you know, instead of having the quartet trio, it's like, it's been an honor being your DJ for this voyage. You know, and it was just funny. It had a bunch of people running around on scooters because they're all fat, you know.
See, every time I think of that kind of stuff, I think of Wally and the people on the hover carts, you know, because they were so fat.
Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah, we are, man.
It won't be long now. It won't be long.
You know, like I said, man, it's so weird, man. When you see, like, parts of the world that are, like, not Americanized, they're not fat. They're not overweight. They're not obese. You know what I mean? I mean, I know I just went off on a sidecar here, but I'm just saying, you know, it's just throwing it out there. You know, and a lot of them claim because of the fact of, you know, sugars, processed foods and things like that that we add into and all these additives is what's keeping Americans fat. So, and of course, you know, not doing anything, not being active, but you throw all those intangibles into play and they all come together. Another movie that I was thinking was the Terminator movies. Okay, so
dun, dun, dun.
Like, who is your favorite Terminator? And I know you're going to probably say Arnold, but like, what's your favorite Terminator from all the movies?
My favorite Terminator movie?
No, I mean, who played the best Terminator?
Oh, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. See, I beg to differ. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to probably catch a lot of shit for this. But I'm going to say the actor that played Terminator 2 Judgment Day with him, that played the first liquid Terminator.
The cop. Yeah.
That I just thought he was so convincing and he did such a good role in that he became one of my favorite Terminators. Like, one of my least favorites was the girl. Yeah. I mean, she didn't do a horrible job, but she was one of my least favorites, you know? But I thought she was good. But I want to say the absolute worst was the Oriental guy that played in Terminator. What was it? 4 or 5, I think. Which one?
Because he was liquid. One.
Wait, no, he was in Genesis.
Oh, Genesis.
He was in Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was horrible. He wasn't convincing to me at all. I thought he was cast very bad.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't get into him being a Terminator. I know they were trying to mix it up, you know, with nationalities and things like that, but. I couldn't get into him being a Terminator. I was just like, okay, whatever. But I thought that guy, I forget the actor's name in that, but he was really good. He was fantastic. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Now, I do know that Gladiator 2 is coming out. Now, Russell Crowe is not in this, obviously, because he died. I don't know how they're going to spin this, because I think they tried to do a Gladiator movie one time before. It wasn't called Gladiator 2. Yeah, it wasn't called Gladiator 2, but it was called, oh God, what was it? I know there was I knew there was, but I know that's coming out in November. Okay, The Gladiator 2. But I just don't know how they're going to do it with, because, I mean, you had Commodus, you know what I mean, in there, who was played by, what's his name, the guy that played the Joker. He was just in Napoleon.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, thank you. Like, that guy killed it. He crushed that part, playing that asshole emperor, you know? And then, of course, Russell Crowe. You couldn't, even if he was, he didn't get killed in the first one, you couldn't put him in the second one because he'd have to whip his ass into shape because he is completely out of shape. The last two movies I saw him in, dude, he was huge, like big, like overweight. So he'd definitely have to like drop some pounds in order to be in another.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he's just huge. He looks bad. I mean,
he's too old.
He
didn't look good. I think he's too old to. I'd have to recast it. And I don't think that they would be able to continue. There's no reason to continue the story.
Right. So here's the premise of it. Okay, yeah. So I'll read you the premise. It says, over two decades after the original events of Gladiator, okay?
Okay, so Russell Crowe would not be in it then.
Correct. So you remember Lucius, right?
Yeah, the kid.
Mm-hmm. The grandson? Yeah, yes. of Marcus Aurelius, okay, and son of Lucilla. He lives with his wife and child in Numidia. The Roman soldiers led by General Marcus Acarus invade, forcing Lucius into slavery. That's how they're going to play this.
Oh, okay.
But it's inspired by the story of Maximus and depicted in the original 2000 film. But Lucius resolves to fight as a gladiator while opposing the rule of the young emperor. So they're kind of playing off of it again. Something similar. Obviously, you have to play the same storyline because, well, how else are you going to be a gladiator? You know what I mean?
So it's not really so much of a sequel as it is more of like a reboot, technically. In my opinion,
right.
Like it's a redo. Like they're taking the same premise, you know, but just spinning it into a new character and like, oh, here we go again.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, they have a good past, like Pedro Pascal, the guy that plays.
Oh, no, they have a really good cast.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's playing Marcus Acarus, the Roman general who trained under Maximus. Mm-hmm. Then Denzel Washington is playing a power broker, right? Is basically the ones that sells them. Joseph Quinn is the emperor. So, I mean, it's not like they don't have a decent cast. So, you know, I'll watch it. But then, you know, I always feel like it's hard to repeat something that's so successful. You know what I mean? So the sequels usually fall short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unlike like Rocky movies. Like the Rocky movies, each time they got pretty much better.
Well, because there's a difference, though, because that's like the continuation of one man's story through multiple fights. And it's just different opponents. It's the opponents that make the Rocky movies, not necessarily Rocky.
Like Mr.
Himself.
T, Dolph Lundgren, you know, even Creed. What's his name? Apollo Creed. No, Apollo Creed, who was the other guy? But he died. He actually was a real boxer. He played in that one that didn't really get the best reviews because they went to the street
one that
fought.
Was the street fighting one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I know who it was.
He was a real boxer, too. Fuck. Yeah.
I can't think of his name off the top of my head. You got to look it up.
I'm looking it up.
But the problem is like, you know, with like the Gladiator thing, it was like, okay, like 300. The second one, you know, the second one, 300 Rise of an Empire, wasn't as good as the original 300, in my opinion.
Oh, no, not at all. Not even close.
Yeah. And the problem is I felt it was just incomplete. You know,
I just didn't like it at all, whether it was incomplete or not. I just thought it was kind of meh. It didn't really. There's nothing that stuck out about it with me. Oh, and by the way, for Rocky, it was Tommy Gunn, Tommy
that's
Morrison. It was the boxer. Tommy. He died of AIDS, actually.
Oh,
he contracted AIDS. HIV. You have AIDS.
So, I mean, I just think that one, it just felt incomplete because the story. The original 300 was completed.
Right.
You know, like with Leonidas's death and the Persians moving through the hot gates. That was the end of the story. And it just ended. It ended perfectly. And then they try to piggyback it, you know, with this convoluted prequel sequel, because it was kind of like, okay, why was Xerxes, you know, how did Xerxes become, you know, godlike? And then it went, you know, back and forth in time. And the problem is the actors didn't age at all. From, no. You know, when his father came over and was killed, and then Xerxes went back and became Xerxes, and then came back again to fight. And in the meantime, no one's really aging. You know, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like,
it's true. Sketchy. It's true.
Sketchy at best.
Mm-hmm. Super.
Yeah. And then they took a lot of liberties that they didn't stick with factual. I think the first one was cool because it was kind of closer to like what actually happened. And then the second one, they were just like, let's just throw history to the wind.
Like, true.
The character, some of the characters were there, but it didn't end the way that it did in the movie. So it was like, okay, this sucks. So I think the same problem you run into with Gladiator, I think it's kind of like you can't, it's hard to continue the story and still call it Gladiator. You know, it's in the same vein, but I don't know, man. I'm not going to take away from it. I mean, it might be a great movie, but I just don't feel like it's going to have a lot of tie-in with the original, other than the fact that it has the kid.
That Lucius is there and now becomes the Gladiator like his father. Actually, he wasn't his dad, but...
But in reality, we know that in real Roman times, they would have just killed the kid for succession.
Oh, they would have killed Lucius immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a threat to the
throne. And his whole family, they'd have wiped him out.
They wouldn't have put him in, like, you know, a slave camp. They wouldn't have sent him out to be a slave because there's just too much of a chance that, but him being alive, that he could gain favor and, you know, come back at some point and have a claim to the throne. So they'd literally be like, off with his head, and it'd be like, the end.
How does it go?
Off with his head. I mean, I think that they could have done a better Gladiator 2 a concept if they'd have followed the black actor.
Oh yeah, dude, using him, because remember he said until we see each other again.
Yeah, because
it would have been a much better story.
Because they gave him his freedom, and they could have had where he went back to his homeland and like had to fight off, you know,
the Romans,
invaders, and you know, Romans or whatever it was, you know, whatever led to his capture in the first place. Or he could have gotten back, and maybe he was more prominent in his, you know, his tribe or community than. It led on, and we find out that he's actually like was supposed to be like, you know, the emperor of his domain, and somebody else had usurped him and put him into slavery, and he could have gone back and like kicked them out, you know, but ended up on the throne, you know, wherever he's at.
Yeah, they could have totally taken this a wholly different twist. I don't know why they played it off the story of Lucius.
Well, the problem too is it's like 20 years later, so all those actors are like really old now, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
It didn't come out.
They probably had to write it that way.
Yeah. It didn't come out soon enough because like it's been 20 years.
Which was crazy. What was the average lifespan for a human being during the Roman? I mean,
like 40s. It seems like I think 40s is old age. 40s to 50s.
Was it the same as
I want to say it was 40s to 50s.
You might be right. Actually, wrong. The life expectancy at birth in the Roman Empire was estimated between 22 and 33 years of age.
Hmm.
They said, but the average life expectancy for those who survived childhood was close to 70. So if you got through disease, is what it really boils down to. If you got through the disease phase, you were going to live probably to 70, you know, anywhere between 50 to 70 years old.
I'd read that the average was 45. Like when you take all of it into account, because you have a lot of people that died in their 20s, but then you had some people that died in their 70s. So like if you made it through childhood, which the mortality rate, I think it was like 60%.
Yeah. Here's how they broke it down. Age one, 34 to 41 years remaining. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what they mean by that. Age five, 40 to 45 years remaining. Age 10, you got 40.
If you were that old.
Two age five.
Yeah. If you made 2 age 5, then you could probably expect to live a healthy, long life.
Age 10, you were going to 45 to 50 years remaining. If you made it to the mid-teens, then you were going to live to 54, more than likely.
Yeah.
So interesting. Anyways, speaking of living, we need to get the hell out of here and start living. living it up for the weekend. Guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com. You can follow us on all our socials. You can also go over to masondangerbeardco.com, and you can get 20% off just simply by using the promo code DAILYBM. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and just go have some fun and live some life.
Yeah, you know, everybody, kiss my ass. Just kidding. Yep. See ya.
Deuces.